delicious, sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 150 says, praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and the lyre. Praise Him with the timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and pipe. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath, whew, praise the Lord. Well, happy Friday, this April the 8th, 2016. It's Joey Kroll with you, and what a night last night. Whew, speaking of praising the Lord, we had just a wonderful time last night at the Great News Radio 20th birthday extravaganza celebration, and a little tired today. I do have to say I'm a little tired today, but we just had a fantastic night. Dr. Erwin Lutzer, fantastic job. The singing men, great job. And the Great News Radio theater troupe, fantastic job as well. We just had a wonderful night of just celebration of what God has done through this radio ministry. Had the opportunity of meeting so many of great friends like you yesterday, and we just want to praise the Lord for just His awesome hand in this ministry. And we also want to praise God for our wonderful volunteers who had helped this past week to set up tables and chairs and all the needs that were met through our volunteers. And thank you for those who have sponsored the program last night. And we gave away tons and tons and tons of gift boxes last night. And my family and I, we had just a wonderful time. And like I said, we're just resting a little bit today. But we had a marvelous time last night. And Mark Burns would love to join you today for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, but he's at the breakfast there at the Hilton Garden Inn and Banquet Center with other pastors and ministry leaders and Dr. Erwin Lutzer. So let's just pray that they have a God-honoring time this morning. Amen. So Mark will return on Monday morning, and he'll give you a full report on how everything went last night. Now, last night, you notice we did not have an offering for the radio ministry. We did have our table set up, gave people an opportunity to donate to the ministry. But if you were unable to donate, or if you were unable to attend yesterday, but if you would like to give to this radio ministry, as you know, we are listener supported here at Great News Radio. We depend on brothers and sisters to rally around this ministry and support it financially. So if you want to contribute to the work that's taking place here at Great News Radio, you can send in your gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843, or you can give online. That's how we do it in our home. You can give online at greatnewsradio.org and click on the button that says donate. So again, thank you for all those who have volunteered this week, those who have prayed for this ministry, and those who have financially contributed to Great News Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, we want to keep the celebration going today, so I thought we would just change things up a tad. So I thought today we can play the top Christian songs from 1996, that's 20 years ago, in honor of Great News Radio's 20th anniversary. So I thought we can have some fun today. And looking back in 1996, by the way, the president then was Bill Clinton, the vice president was Al Gore, and the cost of a gallon of gas was $1.23. I miss those days. So we're playing songs from 20 years ago, 1996, today in honor of Great News Radio's 20th anniversary.
The signs are obvious. They are everywhere. All that we hear about is the gloom and despair. Too many would be prophets saying it's the end of it. Mother Earth can take much more. The hammer's gonna fall. So nature has its needs. That's a lesson learned. But it appears
Still holds a candle without a flame.
Playing your favorite songs from 1996, 20 years ago, in honor of Great News Radio's 20th anniversary this week. Here's music from Ray Bolts and The Anchor Holds, right here on this edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
I have journeyed through the long dark night, out on faith alone, sight unknown, and yet his eyes were watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship sails are torn, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. Hands.
Going back to 1996 and the anchor holds on this edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. And don't forget, Mark Burns back in the seat on Monday. Give you a full update on how everything went last night. And here's Twyla Paris to lead us out. And God is in control.